going to chill.
Yes, it's almost 8 o'clock, and oh, it is eight. You know, why don't we, Madam Secretary, do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so I'm going to call the OCWD Administration Finance Issues Committee to order. Can we please have roll call?
Roll call. Director Ta, Director Yeo.
Present.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Rowe. Director Rowe? Director
Rowe? Yes, yes, here.
Director Mendoza?
Present.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Ma'ai? Director Green?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Present.
Director Sheldon?
Present.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Christina. Let's see. Mike, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
We do not.
Thank you. Do we have any visitors' participation? Items that's not listed on the agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district.
I do not see any hands raised.
Okay, thank you. So first item we have is the consent calendar consists of items 1 through 6. Does any of the committee members wish to pull any items for discussion?
Nope, I'll move it.
Hearing and seeing none, okay. Thank you, Director Rowe, for moving the consent calendar. Can I get a second?
I second the motion. This is Director Dina Nguyen.
Thank you. We have motion by Director Rowe and seconded by Director Nguyen. Roll call.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Mendoza. Director Mendoza.
That was a yes.
Thank you. Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Thank you, Christina. Let's see, we got matter for consideration, item number 7, budget actual report for first quarter fiscal year 2022-23.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I believe we have a presentation from Melissa Ochoa this morning.
Yes, good morning, everybody. I will bring up our presentation. And I just want to make sure everybody can see my screen.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, we're presenting our operations budget to actual for the first quarter ending September 30th of 2022. Our first slide here is our operating categories and our 3-month year-to-date revised budget for the total operating categories were $44 million. Our actual for the 3 months came in at $36 million, with a little short of $8 million less than planned in total. Our general fund consists of our 21 cost centers of all of their operating expenses. And in total, the 3-month revised budget was $20 million, and our actual came in at $20.9 million, leaving us about $563,000 more than planned. And this is primarily focused on 2 departments. Our water production department, their total expenses for the department came in more than planned for the 3 months, and our hydrogeology department came in less than planned for the 3 months. So we'll see further details on the next slide for those expenses. Our debt service for the 3 months were about $10.5 million for the budget, and our actual came in at $9.5 million, leaving us about $1 million less than planned for the 3 months. And in our budget, for our 2003 certificate of participation interest variable debt, we have it budgeted at 2.75. And on average for the 3 months, that interest rate was 1.3%. Now we do see a little tick up in the interest rate due to the interest increases. So September did come in at 1.9% for that interest rate. But on average for the quarter, we did have a lesson planned of $1 million. Our replacement and refurbishment is about 1.5 million less than planned. And this primarily consists of two projects that we have budgeted for 1.2 million. Those two projects are the replacement of our microfiltration membranes. And those projects have not occurred in the first 3 months. Our water purchases came in at 5.7 million less than planned. And in our original budget, we had not anticipated to have met untreated imported water purchases for the year, but we anticipated a dry winter and wanted to avoid water rate increases in January. So we did receive board approval to add 20,000 acre feet of water purchases here in the revised budget. So for the 3 month budget, we're at 7 million. And for the 3 months, we have not purchased any of this water. We anticipate to purchase the water later this calendar year. So for this quarter, we're actually gonna be 5.7 million less than planned. Our next slide. This is our 21 cost centers that I explained in the first slide for our general fund. And in total here, you'll see the $563,000 that was more than planned. And we focused on two of the departments. Our water production is the majority of the factor here at 1 million more than planned. And this is primarily due to the increase in our delivery and distribution utility rates from both Edison and Constellation during the summer months. They were increased, the variance is about $900,000 for those utility charges for the first quarter. And our hydrogeology came in about $246,000 less than planned. And this is primarily due to some professional services and legal services that are related to our South Basin litigations. Those came in less than planned for the first 3 months. And our next, the last slides here are basically the 21 cost centers by expenditure, by detail for your review. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Melissa. Yes, does the committee have any question for Ms. Ochoa? No, Melissa, can we go back to the first page?
Oh, yes.
Please. Yeah, the color one here. Remind me, is the year-to-date budget, is that a straight line, or we actually accumulate the budget based on when the activity is going to occur in the months throughout the fiscal year?
this year-to-date budget is annualized over the 12 months. So it's basically for... we divide it by for the 3 months. So it's not by actual, it's annualized.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a straight line. It's evenly distributed, right? Yes. Okay. So that explains the discrepancies in some of those major budget items, such as the water purchase. I think we did buy like 10,000 acre of water last month, right? Something like 10,004. Yes. Is that what John Kennedy said?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, 10,004. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And of course, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Just to point out and to kind of embellish what you said, this is through the end of September. So we have accrued costs over the last 2 months, particularly in the water purchase. And then also, as Melissa explained on the replacement and refurbishment, quite a bit of that money is to provide new replacement microfiltration membrane modules. And that work will definitely be completed by the end of the fiscal year. So we will spend that money.
Okay, thank you. And Melissa, can you go to the next page on the mention the water production? So there is a negative variance, and most of it is due to the energy cost, right? Okay, so we're actually looking at a minus 4.2 million projected at the end of the fiscal year. Most of it is due to energy, rising energy costs. Huh? God, that's a lot of money.
Most of it is, Mr. Chair, and also increased chemical costs also that we saw, supply chain issues. We hope that some of those balance out a little bit. We are seeing, I believe, and Mehul, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we are seeing a slight decrease. We are seeing those chemical costs trending downwards a little bit. So we believe once we get over the supply chain issues, and I think we're on the downward side of the curve there, hopefully we'll see costs come more into what we had expected and seen in the past.
Thank you, Mike. And the good news is that we're still exempt from paying sales taxes on those chemicals, right?
I believe so, yes.
Thanks to Randy and Mr. Bilodeau, Director Bilodeau. Okay, thank you. If there are no questions from the committee, I will entertain a motion for approval.
I'll move it.
And motion from Director Rowe. Now I'll second his motion. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Thank you, Christina. Next up, we have the monthly cash disbursements report. Mike?
I believe the information is contained in the packet. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, that's information. Thank you. Okay, so if there are no comments from the committee members, let's put all of the items that we discuss here today on the November 16th board meeting on the consent calendar. That's okay with the group. Okay, let's do that. And okay, next we have director's announcement and reports. Anyone?
I have something very briefly.
Yeah, Director Bilodeau.
I wanted to congratulate Director Mahay on her re-election to the Anaheim City Council. That's all.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And also,
congratulations.
Also, we would like to congratulate Director Mendoza.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
congratulations. We better start naming everybody. Congratulations, Steve. Congratulations, Dina. Congratulations, thank Kelly.
You. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. It was nail biting.
Glad it's over. I hope we didn't miss anyone.
Amen to that.
Okay. Okay, General Manager's announcement or report?
Just a report, and I'll send an email out to the board a little later, but I will be taking the next 2 weeks off for vacation. So John Kennedy will be handling matters here at the district. But I will be home just in time to go to Aqua. So we'll be at Aqua later this month as well. That's it.
Mike, are we going to change the schedule at all because of the Aqua meeting?
I don't think we have to, Director Green, because like the first falls on a Thursday.
Right.
So we'll have board meetings on December 7th and the 21st.
Perfect.
And so it shouldn't affect our schedule at all this year.
Okay.
That ends my report.
Okay, thank you, Mike. I enjoy your well-deserved vacation. And I think we're at the end of our agenda. So thank you, everyone, for your attendance and participation this morning, and enjoy a long weekend. We're adjourned.
Absolutely.
You too, Mr. Chairman. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye. Bye.